A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back to Upholding Valor. My name is Jill Atwood. I am the Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Network. And today we're going to talk whole health again because it's a huge topic within VA, but more specifically, we're going to talk nutrition. I have Brody Lauer with me, and she is a whole health dietitian. And the conversation is changing, Brody, right? Between providers and veterans. We're trying to, while, you know, traditional medicine is obviously still important, we're taking more of an overall health, you know, what types of activities do you want to see? What types of changes do you want to see in your life approach with veterans? Talk to me a little bit about the whole health direction that VA is going, and really medicine in general, more of a preventative medicine versus here's a pill, let me know if it makes you feel better, come back and see me in 6 months. What I most specifically, though, want to talk to you about is how nutrition plays in to all of that. What are you seeing in your role here? And I know it's a new role, so I'm not going to put you on the spot too much because I know that you're building this program, which is important. But what are you seeing and what are your goals?
Yeah, so nutrition is super important in our health in general overall. But I really love, I don't know if you've seen this out around the VA, but I love the quote. It's instead of saying, what's the matter with you as the patient or the person? It's what matters to you.
And right. What matters most? Yeah. What do you, exactly. How do you want to, what do you want to do? Who do you want to spend time with? How do you want that to look?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so, you know, if someone says nutrition matters to me, you know, I want to lose weight or I want to feel better every day. And nutrition is for sure a factor in that, you know, what we're eating every single day. You know, you are what you eat, right?
It's so true.
And so if we're eating a lot of junk food and fast food and things like that, we can feel a really, you know, a loss of energy and, you know, we can have GI stomach issues from that. We can just feel, you know, not as good as we could. And oftentimes you don't realize that we're feeling that way because of what we're eating. So I think that's really important to, you know, talk about it if someone's ready to talk about it. And that's the big thing when a patient comes in to see me in any kind of, you know, individual session or even in a group session, you know, why are you here? Why did you choose to come today?
Right.
Because that's really important to ask.
But how do they get to you to begin with? Who do they need to talk to? Are they having a conversation with a provider? I mean, how do they even know to come to you and know that this is available? I mean, VA can be a little bit overwhelming, but we are much more than just a hospital. We're like a little city, a community. And I don't think veterans even realize that all they need to do is ask the question and they can be guided in the right direction.
Definitely. So for sure, any of the doctors that patients are seeing. So anyone who's around, whether it's the gastrointestinal physician or it's just a primary care or it's a nurse or you're in integrative health and you're talking to someone there. I mean, the pain clinic, mental health, any of those clinicians will be able to direct you to any, the dietitians. And specifically, I have a couple classes and then I also see individual patients, but, they can always be directed towards a dietitian, whether it's me or another.
And then it's just integrated into their care plan.
Yeah.
So what types of things do you talk about? How do you start with a with a veteran? How do you get them on the right track? Because I would imagine it would have to be extremely individualized based on their needs, even based on finances, what types of food they can afford. So I would assume that you'd have to be really realistic and start from the very beginning and sort of coach them through this, especially for those who maybe have had zero education on how nutrition can impact their bodies.
Exactly. I mean, dietitians have been coached to coach, you know, taught to coach for forever. And that's, you know, what a big part of our job is. So we definitely meet the patient wherever they are, whether, you know, whether they've just gotten into a home after being homeless for a long time or whether the patient is, you know, just looking for something new or, you know, has a specific goal, maybe. It just really depends. We really meet the patient where they are, and we're able to give them education, nutrition education along the way, and encourage them and work with them. And yeah, coaching is just such a huge part of being a dietitian. So I think definitely any of that and all of that and any patient, any veteran coming through, we can always just, I think the big thing is meeting them where they are.
Right. Yeah. So how do you keep them on track? Do you check in with them? How does that work?
Yeah, it depends on, I mean, everyone is so, you know, it's all individual. So what we like to do is we're meeting the patient where they are, and then we can, I've often seen patients weekly. I've often, you know, we can do monthly, we can talk on the phone throughout the week if we needed to, because sometimes we need that extra help and that extra just like check-in from someone. You know, the whole health coaches we have now, there's three up and running. So that would be, that's another option to check in with a whole health coach if they needed to, you know, in between the dietitian, but we always are there to check in and also can see the patient. Just depends on where the patient is. If they need some more support more often, we can see them more often.
So it really is a team effort, integrated approach. And I would imagine that maybe exercise plays into this, maybe not right away because they might be starving, but
yeah, it just depends. Yeah. Like exercise.
But when they're ready to take that next step, I would assume you all work together.
Yeah, totally. So all it's very integrated, definitely. And that's kind of what I'm striving for as I grow this position is integrating, you know, me as the dietitian into all of these different clinics around the hospital that dietitians aren't, you know, integrated into. And so I think having the dietitian is a big asset to any team. And I think it would be great. That's kind of what I'm doing, is the extra push to kind of get into the clinics that may not have a dietitian, but maybe want, you know, some help from nutrition.
Are you seeing any changes among any of the veterans that you're currently working with or have worked with in the past?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see. Just, it's inspiring, really. A couple of years ago, I started about 3 years ago here at the VA, and 2 years ago, I took the whole health coaching training, and it's pretty intensive, but it just totally changed how I see patients and how I interact with veterans. And I think that has really changed how the veterans see me as well, is more of like just a helper and someone to guide them. But
a motivator, probably, you know, like they have to see you and answer to you, sort of.
Yeah, definitely.
Some accountability there.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's been really great to see a couple, you know, a lot of patients, but, you know, specifically a couple that I can think of. And it was so interesting because she was looking to lose weight. She's a veteran I saw looking to lose weight and just really excited, or really discouraged at that point. Now she's excited.
She'd probably just tried so many times.
Exactly. And she was not eating enough, you know. And that can happen with all of us, especially when we're trying to lose weight. And she was eating more food and losing weight. And she wasn't, you know, that wasn't a thing before. And that seems so counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. It really does. But as we worked through things, we realized, you know, that might be something we want to try. And she was excited to try it. She was a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it was, you know, proving to work and to lose weight and to have more energy, and she was all for it. And so it's been really exciting to see her progress. And it's just, it's so inspiring.
It's like the six little meals throughout the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's more just like, yeah, exactly. You know, however the patient, again, like meeting the patient where they are, because some people can't do that. And some
sure.
people have to do, you know, just a couple meals a day or snack, you know, snacks throughout the day, however it works. And it's just, it's just really cool to see that progression and to see the success, you know,
cool.
and the excitement.
So weight loss or weight management, but I would also include in there maybe disease management mm-hmm. for someone who's diabetic. Eating mm-hmm. habits could be huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes.
And especially for it's the type 2 diabetic, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
I don't know how often this happens, but I have heard if people completely change their eating habits and are aware that they can almost mm-hmm. cure themselves.
Yep. Yeah. So it's nutrition, especially with diabetes, is a huge connection between mm-hmm. what we're eating and diabetes and where progression.
Mm-hmm.
So that for sure is a big thing. Also, some patients are just, you know, they may not have a disease. And that's the exciting part about nutrition is mm-hmm. because all of us can make changes if we want to about, you know, when it comes to nutrition. And so some people will come to me young, like 20, I think I saw someone 28 the other day,
mm-hmm.
and not because he has a disease, but because he wants to prevent that. He's
right.
like, I want to work on, you know, this, or maybe someone's having, you know, a veteran is having some intestinal just issues or pain or whatever
sure.
it might be. And nutrition and food, it can be related to that. And that's another thing that I like to work with patients on, is it doesn't have to be disease. It can just be pain, or pain is huge. You know, the anti-inflammatory diet has a lot of connection with reducing pain, or migraines,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a form of pain as well. But those kind of things can be helped with nutrition. It can be reduced with nutrition and changing certain things and looking at the diet and what we, you know, what someone might want to tweak to see if maybe that's a trigger of
sure,
a migraine.
Sure, like kind of a trial and error and see if this works and see
yep.
if this is causing this.
Yeah, the elimination diet is really where we go on sometimes like
okay,
those kind of things.
I hadn't heard that term before.
Yes.
And of course, we're always trying to get people off medications if we can.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize that nutrition may play a huge role in that.
Yeah, definitely. And just, you know, even if that's not the case, it's just, you know, looking at our health. And again, you are what you eat. So it's, you know, if we're eating healthy foods, we're going to feel good too.
I hate that though, but I really like a good pizza every now and then.
Well, of course. me too. Yeah, definitely.
Everything in moderation
yeah.
too. There's
yeah,
that
it's,
one.
It's more like balance. I don't
right.
really love the moderation thing because we all have our different perception of moderation.
Sure, that makes
but
sense.
Balance, we're finding that I like that term a lot because it's kind of like, you know, balance, you know, kind of has its own thing. But anyway, yeah, balance is kind of where I like to go because it can, you know, you can budget it.
Well, you seem like you love what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Super passionate about it. And I love, you know, visiting with the veterans and hearing how they're doing and teaching and coaching. It's great. Yeah.
Okay. Before I let you go, talk to me a little bit about options, different classes, and then how someone might get in touch with you or get in touch with someone who can start them down this path mm-hmm. if they're interested.
Great. So we have just recently in the past 2 months started a healthy teaching kitchen cooking class. We've started two of them. One is on Mondays in building 16 from 11 to 12:30. And that's more of like a hands-on cooking. So there's about 8 people max per class.
Okay.
And the patients, you know, We do a little bit of education in the beginning, and then we have a recipe, and we all get to work together to make that recipe. And so that's super fun because then we have a little sample at the end.
And obviously they need to sign up ahead of time for this.
Yep. And then Healthy Teaching Kitchen number 2, that one is the demonstration class. That's on Tuesdays in the Top Cafe in Building 5.
Okay.
That's from 1:30 to 3. And that's more, like I said, it's a demonstration class. So I'll be up there educating and demonstrating. And then we get to all, you know, have a little snack at the end and taste it and get recipes and things like that.
Gotcha.
So it's super, super great. And those two, it would be great to have those, you know, patients, if they're interested, the veterans, if they're interested, sign up for those. And we also have Food as Medicine. That's a class. It's a 4-week class. And we're starting it next week, January 31st I think it's from 1 to 2 in Building 16. And so for that class, it's super exciting. It's more talking about, you know, food as medicine, you know, food related to your mood, or, refined foods versus whole foods, or, mindful eating, things like that. We kind of touch on a lot of subjects.
I need to take that class.
it's pretty fun, but we have to like touch on a lot of subjects.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'd like to go deep, you know, deep dive into those certain classes and so it should be fun. But anyway, that one's a good just overview of nutrition.
All right. So how does someone get in touch with you? How do they get involved?
So you can either ask around, like ask a provider or nurse or whoever it might be, anyone in the VA. But you can also call, you know, my extension is 1368 here at the VA in Salt Lake City.
That's 801-582-1565. Extension
1368.
Got it.
Yep. So that would be great. That would be the best way, I think, to contact me or the provider, talking with them.
And they should be talking with them anyway, because again, we say the conversation is changing.
It is. And nutrition is a huge part of it, especially preventing, you know, these diseases. If you're interested and excited about that and just needing some help or guidance, you know, come on down. Like, let's talk.
I appreciate it so much. Brody Lauer, she is our whole health dietitian. Thanks so much for being here. And thanks for listening to Upholding Valor. We'll see you next time.